Thank you, Brother Alan, and good afternoon, everyone. It's lovely to be in an environment of a family that loves the Word of God. And this is such an encouraging thing. And the section of the Word that we're going to try to better understand is Isaiah chapter 24 to 27. It is a distinct section, but it would be a mistake to rip it out. I think we need, even though the critics might argue that that section was written later than the rest of Isaiah, or that's the sort of thing they say, we can see as we go through it how well connected it is in thought to what's gone before, and I think that will be the key to understanding it. This section, 24 to 27, it's called the Isaiah Apocalypse. It's a sort of mini book of Revelation. It contains the seeds of the great themes which are opened out in later scripture. And it's a section of tremendous hope and encouragement. Chapter 24 is difficult. A lot of this scripture is difficult to follow, difficult to understand. And if we could read Hebrew, which I can't, we would understand it a lot better because there's a lot of poetry, there's a lot of play on words, and there's a lot of impact from the sound of the words. And if it works tomorrow, I will play a reading of it in Hebrew, which I was directed to by Brother Lane Rittmeyer, to try to explain what the power of the original would have meant. And perhaps we can capture some of that. The subject matter is chapter 24, the earth is desolate. It's been destroyed. Question, what earth and when? But out of that desolation comes this glorious picture at the end of chapter 24, when Yahweh of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his ancients gloriously. So the theme is the theme of Isaiah, the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth and the administration of righteousness and the fruit of righteousness being peace. One of the great themes of Isaiah is the city. Back in chapter 1 of Isaiah, we find that Jerusalem is described as the city that has lost faith with God. And in Isaiah 1 verse 21, it says, how is the faithful city become an harlot? But verse 26 says, I will restore thy judges. Afterward thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. And chapter 24 to 27 takes us from the city that is desolate to a city of righteousness. So just have a look in chapter 24, verse 10. Whatever chapter 24 is speaking about, it's described as the city of confusion or the city of chaos. So that's how, whatever this city is, it's become the city of confusion or the city of chaos. Some think it's Jerusalem, some suggest it's Babylon. We'll have to have a look at what we think it is referring to. But when we come to chapter 25, certainly there's a contrast, because in verse 2, thou hast made of a city an heap, and of a defence city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. So the cities of human making, the cities that Babylon went out to build. Interesting, just a little cross-reference in Isaiah chapter 24, Isaiah 14 verse 21, which talks about the destruction of Babylon. One of the things it says about Babylon, they do not rise nor possess the land nor fill the face of the world with cities. So Babylon was known for building cities. But now these cities have come crashing down. And in Mount Zion, a new city is being established. And so in chapter 26, the song begins in verse 1, we have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. So it's a tale of two cities. It's a contrast between the cities of chaos, which are now removed from the earth, and a strong city wherein dwells righteousness is established on the earth. Some of the verses in this wonderful section of Scripture will be well known to us, particularly verse 8 of chapter 25. He will swallow up death in victory. And the Lord Yahweh will wipe away tears from off all faces. This is at the heart of the message of Isaiah 24 to 27. What a wonderful message of encouragement and hope it is to every one of us. Thy dead ones shall live, is the promise of our God through our Lord Jesus Christ.